You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I'd like to start with the news of the day, given back in March you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
And he's using a photo of you embracing him in his self-defense to say that these are commonplace kind of embraces that he made and the allegations against him. Do you condone that?
Look, I'm not going to fly-spec this. I'm sure there are some embraces that were totally innocent. But apparently the attorney general decided there were things that weren't.
This is August 4th, 2021, and that is President Biden being questioned about Andrew Cuomo and the allegations, numerous allegations from the New York attorney general yesterday, claiming that the New York state governor Cuomo was a serial molester, harasser, possible predator. Cuomo, of course, denies it all. And the way he's fighting back now, you heard the reporter say, Cuomo released a picture of him hugging you, and it was those kinds of embraces he's trying to show are just typical and normal for him. And, of course, President Biden said, I don't want to fly-spec that. I'm not really sure what fly-spec is. That might be archaic language for older people. I don't know. I mean, never mind. I'm going down a rabbit hole there. But, yeah, Cuomo was doing that. He started releasing pictures of numerous cases where he was hugging women, usually politicians, and men, often politicians. And there was one kind of awkward hug he had with Sharpton, like they're kind of facing off. Who's touching who first? You know, I don't know. Pressure's mounting. President Biden on the record now saying, yes, I think he should resign. Nancy Pelosi has said the same thing. Other Democrats in New York State have said, yes, time to go. And, of course, Republicans saying you need to go. And the other point being, if you're not going to resign, then we will consider impeachment or that he should be impeached. We'll see how that plays out. Now, keep in mind everything yesterday that the attorney general laid out on these allegations against Cuomo are, for the most part, one-on-one encounters, so it's her word and his word. We've been down that road numerous times with both Republicans and Democrats, but apparently this is such a mounting piece of evidence. But you have to keep in mind New York state politics. The attorney general who released that report and oversaw it wants to be governor. So she wants to run for that. Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, says Cuomo should resign. That's because de Blasio wants to be governor. So that's always going to be in play. Speaking of de Blasio, there's another big story. He said, as the New York City mayor, you're going to have vaccination proof to enjoy Broadway plays, indoor dining, and a lot of other venues. In other words, you're going to have a vaccination passport to get in. What do you think about that? John LeBoutier, former New York congressman we've had on the show numerous times, author of the book Harvard Hates America. I have him coming up. We're talking about the New York Governor Cuomo sex allegation, should he resign, plus what he thinks about New York City de Blasio issuing a vax passport just to get into Broadway plays and other public venues. Is this even legal? And the other question being raised actually by the mayor in Boston, is this not racist? the majority of those unvaccinated in the New York City area are black. Also, Congresswoman Omar continues to criticize America after coming here from Somalia. A Somali-Dutch scholar human rights activist calls her out, plus a U.S. Olympian proudly wrapping herself in the U.S. flag. You're going to love that story. And I have praise for BLM, Black Lives Matter, no joke. When anyone does something deserving praise, I'm going to give it to them. And in this case, even to BLM, they, or at least a chapter, did something that I want to praise. You don't want to miss that segment. We have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Let your friends and family know we're on the air right now. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I've been sleeping all alone, Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone, I've been sleeping all alone, I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
First, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Well, those are the words, of course, from Governor Cuomo yesterday as the news broke about all these allegations being filed against him. The Attorney General of New York State had outlined numerous issues, saying they looked at something like 74,000 different pieces of evidence over 5 months, two outside lawyers brought in, speaking to almost 180. In fact, they specified 179 people. The complainants included current and former members of the executive chamber that would be of de Blasio, of Governor Cuomo's cabinet and office, state troopers. In fact, one state trooper saying he was constantly putting his hands on me, additional state employees and others who interacted regularly with the governor. Well, you heard, of course, in the governor say that that is not who I am. I've been in public life all these years. I never have done anything like I'm being accused to do so. But there have been calls already for him to resign, obviously inside his own state. And again, you've got to keep in context New York state politics. The investigation being carried out, overseen by the New York prosecutor, the Attorney General, Letitia James. She has her view, her eye already upon the governor's mansion. She wants to be the New York governor. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who will not be able to run again due to term limits, he's going to be looking for a job. And, yeah, he would like to be the New York governor. He's also calling for Governor Cuomo to resign. And you got other Democrats that are coming, rushing in, some that have always been enemies of his, and some are saying, you know, this is the side to be on. They know how to do it. They know how to play politics in New York City. Come on. And, of course, we got Republicans stepping up and saying the same thing as well. But the question for President Biden, as you heard in the opening monologue, was that asked directly, do you think he should resign? The answer is simply, yes. But then when questioned, do you think if he doesn't, he should be impeached? Biden was kind of hesitant and basically saying, well, I'm going to leave it to the state legislators and let them make their own kind of decision. There are a lot of things still to be decided. Now, I want to go back to what the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, in part of the charges she outlined yesterday regarding Governor Cuomo. And again, this is what they've come to conclusion-wise after 5 months interviewing 179 different people, looking at something like 74,000 pieces of evidence that included tape and audio, video recordings, documents, emails, and who knows what all else. But as she presented the case, it's a slam dunk in her view.
Governor Cuomo's administration fostered a toxic workplace that enabled harassment and created a hostile work environment where staffers did not feel comfortable coming forward with complaints about sexual harassment due to a climate of fear. And given the power dynamics, the investigators found that Governor Cuomo's actions and those of the executive chamber violated multiple state and federal laws, as well as the executive chamber's own written policies. This investigation has revealed conduct that corrodes the very fabric and character of our state government and shines light on injustice that can be present at the highest levels of government.
Governor Cuomo, back in May of 2013, had said any employee, any member of state employee and so forth, you know, sexually harassing, he said in a statement, he issued a declaration May 2013, so we're talking about 8 years or so back, there should be a zero tolerance policy when it comes to sexual harassment and must send a clear message that this behavior is not tolerated. That's what he said in a statement, in a declaration, in May 2013. Now, one of those accusing him now is a state trooper assigned to protect him. And she says in some of her testimony, apparently that they're quoting, he touched her numerous occasions, running his hand across her stomach from her belly button to her right hip while she held a door open for him in an event, accusing him of running his finger down her neck, or rather down her back, then kissing her on the cheek and making, quote, sexually suggestive and gender-based comments. Now, with all these allegations, there was no announcement yesterday of criminal charges. If the Attorney General of New York State says that he violated federal and state laws, well, there have to be, at some point, criminal charges. There could also be civil charges moving forward. But Mayor Bill de Blasio, again, that I point out to you, that he's also looking to be the next governor of New York State, and the quicker he can get Cuomo out of the way, all the better. He is being quoted as saying, if you assault a woman, you do something against her will sexually, that's criminal. That's what he said on CBS Wednesday Morning News. And he said the Albany County District Attorneys are looking at that. And I think he should be charged. This came again after even the Albany County District Attorney said, we are opening a criminal investigation into Cuomo based on the report released by the New York Attorney General, and concluding that he sexually harassed women, 11 different women, violating state and federal law. And again, according to the Albany County District Attorney, we are conducting our own separate investigation. New York Post, of course, a not the liberal New York Times. The New York Post has a picture of Cuomo on the front with a woman standing next to him. She's got her hand around his neck, kind of, and he's smiling. Her face is kind of digitized out a little bit. But it's at the top of the New York Post. It said above the picture, it's official. Cuomo is a, and you go down on the picture, big words, creep. He is a creep. Now, you can expect Democrats, especially those politicians that are against him and have been and looking for a chance to take him down, to come rushing forward. And obviously, you can expect Republicans to do the same. Now, Nancy Pelosi has already gone on record as well. After those remarks from the New York Attorney General, she issued a statement and said, as always, I commend the women who came forward to speak their truth. Recognizing his love of New York and the respect for the office he holds, I call upon the governor to resign. And New York Congresswoman Stefanik, Republican, has her views.
The Attorney General's report, Sean, is crystal clear. There are multiple credible examples of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and really damning reports of the sexual assault of a New York State trooper that was assigned to his protective service. So if he refuses to resign, which I called for his resignation months ago, he needs to be impeached immediately, and every Democrat in the state legislature needs to be held accountable for taking that vote and moving through that process as quickly as possible.
In other words, she's also putting pressure on the New York State legislators that you need to step up and start doing something. Cuomo is losing support all around him. Even as it's reported by some still calling themselves mainstream journalists, although I still say many of them are state-controlled journalists, have reacted with disgust and shock even. Shock! Oh, my God, shock. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, as if they'd never heard the story and had never heard of any of these allegations before the announcement from the Attorney General yesterday. But Maggie Haberman, New York Times, stated, quote, this press conference and the report are way, way, way more detailed and damning than many in press and Dem operatives expected. In other words, saying, we were shocked that she got into that much detail. And in particular, as I said, how he was groping a female state trooper and unwanted kissing and touching with former and current state employees. A CBS reporter tweeted out, these details are disturbing. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell referred to the allegations as withering. Oh, withering, you know, like a plant that just kind of, it dies of thirst, it's just dying on the vine, it's withering. Can you just picture that? Keep in mind, Cuomo has been a media favorite for so many of the liberals. Oh, my God, he saved New York City from COVID. Except if you were living in a nursing home. That wasn't so good. And don't forget, he got that big Emmy. The International Academy gave him an Emmy for his daily news briefings on COVID, that he was a voice of reason and calm. Liberal columnist and writer Jill Philippic called the report, quote, stomach-turning. A Time columnist and commentator, again, these are all liberals, stated, I considered it appropriate to wait until the investigation was concluded to make any judgment on Governor Cuomo. We have the outcome. Cuomo should resign immediately. He's not indicating he's going to. The New Yorker, Isaac Schottener, said Cuomo should resign, but he also said, I'm going to keep Cuomo's book on coronavirus leadership on my desk. What? the guy, yeah, that's right. Remember, he wrote a book about his leadership during COVID and had members of his staff probably helping do it at the same time? And at the same time, folks were dying in the nursing homes because they were being pushed in with COVID patients, and that was the order he gave until finally he decided to reverse it. And don't forget, you got all these New York celebrities and Hollywood celebrities and liberals all across the nation loving Cuomo. In fact, they got for many, they were even calling it, they were Cuomo-sexual. They just loved him. Chelsea Handler stating, I'm getting ready for my boyfriend to come on TV. I'm hot for Andrew Cuomo. I'm not going to miss any of the news conferences. Criminal charges. What are we going to see on criminal charges and when? One other thing before we leave this whole issue. Judge Andrew Napolitano is out at Fox News. Some folks have gotten turned off by Judge Napolitano anyway lately on some of his beliefs and thoughts and so forth on Fox News. Well, now he's out. Apparently, according to the allegation, he was harassing a male staffer, sexually harassing. The staffer, who's 27, claims that the judge was stroking his arm and making suggestive comments while they're on an elevator together. They had an internal investigation, and the allegation's now becoming public, so the Fox company decided to fire the judge. Here comes the judge. There goes the judge. And then you got Bill de Blasio saying, you come to New York City, and you're going to go to some of our places? You want a key to the city? Bring your vaccination passport documentation. Stand by for that story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Tonight, New York becoming the first American city to mandate vaccines for most indoor events. Beginning on August 16th, you'll have to show proof of a vaccine for indoor dining and to go to the gym. Enforcement of the new rule takes effect on September 13th, which is also the first day for public school kids.
This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already. We've seen the impact of the mandate we've put in place for city workers already starting to move people to vaccination. We've obviously seen the positive impact of incentive as well. The goal here is to convince everyone that this is the time. If we're going to stop the Delta variant, the time is now. And that means getting vaccinated right now.
Right now. Those are the words of Mayor Bill de Blasio, as you heard, preceded by a news report saying the order goes into effect beginning September 13. That's when school kids are supposed to be going back to class in the New York City area. It's not clear, really, if kids are going to have a vax proof or not at this point. But the order itself actually goes into effect August 16. This is August 4, you know. August 16, 12 days from now, it goes into effect with full enforcement beginning September 13. De Blasio says this is the mandate should be called the Key to New York City Pass. It will help, he said, increase immunizations, combat the spread of the Delta coronavirus. Now, this order comes just a day after de Blasio mandated vaccinations for all of the city's new employees being hired. He said, we're going to do what we have to, and we're going to send these strong mandates. He said, the key to New York City. He said, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all these wonderful things available in our city. If you're vaccinated, everything's going to be open up to you. You have the key. You can open the door. If you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to. So the Key to New York City Pass essentially will bar unvaccinated individuals from entering indoor restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues. And, of course, keep in mind, that means a Broadway plays and shows. If you want to go see one, you're going to have to show this. The largest percent of those unvaccinated in the New York City area are black Americans. That's according to the CDC. And immediately, here comes acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey saying, mandating proof of vaccination? That's like comparing papers to the Jim Crow era. And voter ID and all that stuff. I mean, I love it. I love it when the left turns on itself and starts eating each other. The Boston mayor, who's a Democrat, obviously, saying, you can't do that. That's Jim Crow law. You're punishing those who can't take care of themselves because they're just what? So what? What do you want to say? She's the one who's saying that they can't. If you want a vaccination, you've had plenty of opportunities. Incentives even $100 for some, although Biden made a mistake the other day and said $100,000 if you get a vaccine. Oh, I'm lining up for three of those. And he had to correct it. And we're told the federal government is not going to have federal mandates, according to CDC. We're looking at maybe doing that. And yet at the same time, a former member of the Obama administration says, yeah, I think we need a no-fly list. You don't have a you don't get on a plane. Oh, and the Biden administration now deciding to vaccinate migrants coming, now deciding to vaccinate migrants? John Lebutier coming up next.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for three generations, protecting homes and businesses. Three generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My guest we've had on numerous times before, always enjoy him. I count him as a friend. And, of course, sometimes he's very candid in his remarks. Former New York Congressman John Lebutier identifies himself as a Reagan Republican, never a Trumper, and, of course, the author of the book Harvard Hates America. And that book was way ahead of its time, as we discussed previously, exposing the elitism and hypocrisy he encountered at Harvard and the weakness of the Republican Party and the ways the Harvard Business School was fostering big business mentality without any public responsibility. Great, great book. It's still available. Harvard Hates America. Welcome aboard, John Lebutier.
Hello, Larry. Thanks for having me back.
I've been looking for it. I sent you a text this morning. I meant to send it to you yesterday afternoon, but I'm glad you were able because I did ask at the last minute. We've got a lot of things to cover with you. We've got the governor. We got the key to the city that you got a mask. And so let's begin with the Cuomo issue and the allegations made. Still no criminal charges filed. The Albany prosecutor says they're beginning to look at it, but the push is on, and even Biden says, yes, Cuomo should resign.
Yeah, and you know, he's a Democrat, of course, and every other Democrat is calling for him to resign, from Biden to our two U.S. Senators, Schumer and Gillibrand, the entire congressional delegation in the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the State Assembly, the Majority Leader of the State Senate, all Democrats all of whom work and have worked with Cuomo. To know Cuomo apparently is not to like the guy. He treats you terribly. He has no friends. Now, you think back on...
Well, I don't know. There are all these photographs he released showing him hugging people, saying this is what I normally do, and they were all hugging back, I guess.
Well, but if you think back on the two Trump impeachments, the Bill Clinton impeachment, the Nixon on its way to being an impeachment back in 74, all of them were a similar thing in that the other party tried to impeach this guy, and his own party rallied with him. Here, it's his Cuomo's own party that is impeaching him, and none of his own party are standing with him.
What to that
and
extent?
The Republicans, Republicans aren't going to stand with him. He has no support. I mean,
well, and I pointed out to the audience, and of course, you know, you're there. You know New York politics. I mean, among the attorney general releasing all these charges, talking about them yesterday, she has visions of becoming the New York governor. Bill de Blasio can't be New York City mayor anymore because term limits. He's already got his eyes on the governor's mansion. So there's a lot of politics in play for us, somebody to step up, get him out of the way to help
us
step up.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. But, you know, none of that can happen until Cuomo's out. Now, the question is how to get him out. Now, you just mentioned the district attorneys of Albany County, which is where our capital estate is, and Westchester County, where Cuomo lives outside New York City or has lived over the years, and New York City, Manhattan. All three district attorneys have requested copies of the report yesterday from the state attorney general, and they're looking at opening criminal investigations. But what I have heard in the last 23 hours since this thing broke on all these news shows is that it's not likely that he's going to be criminally prosecuted for any of the things he did. Those are more likely to be subject of civil lawsuits that he would be sued for.
And part of that, I assume, is going to rest upon so many of those cases are probably going to come down to her word against his. There might be somebody some can be supported, obviously. But
I mean, the state trooper one,
right?
The state trooper, where he had this apparently attractive state trooper transferred.
We should all be so
the
lucky.
Rules changed, and he changed the rules to have her put on his protective detail, and then in front of her supervisor of the unit in an elevator one day, Cuomo rubs his hand down her neck and says something like, "Hey, you," to her. And there are witnesses to that. You can't do that. And another time he rubbed his hand on her belly and over to her hip where the gun was.
Well, we are talking about federal and state harassment, sexual molesting type laws that could be employed, but you don't think
correct.
They're going to go the criminal route at all?
Well, I don't know. I think, from what I've seen these lawyers on TV, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know, they say those things rarely get prosecuted as a crime. They often are the subject of a civil lawsuit where he would have to pay money to the victim. His biggest problem is neither of that. His biggest problem, I believe, is hanging on to power as governor because the state assembly and the state senate are completely controlled by the Democrats, and the leaders of those two bodies right away yesterday said, "We're going to impeach him." So this isn't like the Trump one where the House impeached Trump, but there weren't enough votes in the Senate to remove him. This time, the votes are already there. There aren't any votes to keep him.
Well, the other thing, very quickly on that point, I mean, Biden is, when questioned, said, yeah, he should resign. And, of course, we know there are numerous allegations about Biden, sniffing a woman's hair, moving in too close, invading their space, that kind of stuff. Now, let me move on to this other issue that you're going to have to deal with, apparently. Your New York City mayor has now put in a key to New York City pass. If you're going to dine indoors, you're going to go to the Broadway place and think, you're going to have a vaccination passport, basically.
Well, we already have it here in New York State. I've got one on my phone that I got. What's it called?
But do you have to show it to go into places? Have you been challenged to show it?
Well, you're going to. I have not. Now, I went to a New York Met game. It's called what the hell is this thing called?
It's called
the New York State something pass.
Okay.
I forget. Anyway, I got the thing, and all you do is it's free, and if you've been vaccinated, you enter the dates of your vaccination, and it gives you this little thing on your phone. I went to a Met doubleheader, and I was expecting to be pulled over and have to flash this thing to show that I've been vaccinated. They didn't do it. They let everybody in. Now, that was in June. Now that the Delta variant is all over the place, they have the right at a ball game to ask to see either vaccination or negative test.
Well, there's a,
look, you're right.
There's a big question.
As say, Larry, you're right. In the city, you are not, as of September 13.
Right.
To eat indoors, you're going to have proof of vaccination, not the negative test. Proof of vaccination, or you're not getting in.
And after you got the vaccination, you could still be carrying COVID. We already know that. Breakthrough cases. I mean,
correct.
So it's not going to really prove
correct.
Anything. And the White House has always been saying we're not going to have a federal mandate. The CDC has said that we've been looking into it, but then kind of backtrack. But what we do have we also have the race card being played over this issue. The acting Boston mayor, Kim Janey, says to mandate a vaccination passport. And the majority of those unvaccinated in New York City, apparently, are minority, probably mostly black. She says that's just another Jim Crow law.
Well, maybe. But, I mean, the mayor, I don't like de Blasio at all. And he's got a black wife, and he's advocating you're not getting into a restaurant unless you prove you're vaccinated. And, you know, when you get vaccinated, you're handed a CDC card with your name and the dates of your vaccine
right,
on it.
Right.
That's the passport right there. I mean, everybody who gets a vaccine gets that card.
So they're also talking about a former member of the Obama administration says we should have a no-fly list. If you're not vaccinated, you don't get on the flight either. So we'll wait to see
I think we're headed towards all that stuff. And I think people ought to get vaccinated. For the life of me, understand why so many people are willing to risk their life and not get vaccinated.
Well, the other problem, though, John, the problem is when all this is being shoved in our face, our borders are open. We have thousands upon thousands coming in. And just yesterday, the Washington Post reported the Department of Homeland Security now plans to vaccinate migrants as they come into custody. They haven't been doing it up to now. Now they're going to start vaccinating. And we have who knows how many that are probably spread across your state, all the way to the Portland, Oregon area and down south.
Yep.
And you had to follow the rule, but illegals have gotten in and we don't know what they're carrying or anything else.
I know, and that's always been one of the reasons for Ellis Island, the famous Ellis Island here in New York, where immigrants 100 years ago would come, or more than 100 years ago, by boat, and they would come to Ellis Island, which is now back open as a museum, so you can see how it worked.
Right.
And the people got off, and they underwent a medical checkup. And if they were carrying the plagues of those days, whatever they were, they put them in a medical ward and either waited till they got healthy or they put them on a boat and sent them back. But they didn't let them into the general population. And if we're letting people in with diseases and letting them mingle with the people, it's terrible. And I know we are.
Yeah, we are. And, of course, now if the vaccine was going to be a reason you wouldn't have to wear the mask, now they're reimposing that. John, as always, I thank you for your time. And, again, the book is Harvard Hates America. You published that. Came out in 1978. But it still has interest. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. I'll talk to you again soon.
We'll do it again. John LaBoutière, former U.S. Congressman from New York State. So what if your brother is the New York governor and you are a CNN anchor? How are you going to cover the story, the biggest story of the day involving your brother? Well, Chris Cuomo did it this way, coming up. If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to Primetime. We're focused on COVID here, especially until we get the Delta variant under control. And for now, as you know, it's getting worse. But as we'll discuss tonight, there is an increasing response from leaders and citizens. The president today went after specific state leaders to change course.
That's Chris Cuomo in his intro last night on his program on CNN. And we're focused on COVID here. Well, that was a very nice subject. I mean, he obviously had something that was worthy to discuss. Did not mention one time, not one time, the allegations made against his brother. But if you recall previously, he had to issue a statement at one time because when some of the scandals first began to emerge, Cuomo told viewers that I obviously cannot cover my brother. That's what he said in covering his brother. I guess he meant specifically on those allegations because that was when he said, I can't do it. And yet since then, a dozen times or more, having his brother on board for various fun times with COVID, bringing out an oversized Q-tip to say, you need something this big to stick up your nose for a test. I mean, and they were joking. And then, of course, while he skipped over his brother's latest political woes, he did manage to make some time on his target or his program to go after a target that he does like, and that's Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Yeah, he did that. So he didn't just – well, of course, that was still COVID, too, because DeSantis has been – one of those saying, we're not going to lock down, we're going to continue, we're not going to have mask mandates, we're not going to have vax mandates. And the Washington Post had pointed out previously some of the other issues that were going on behind the scenes involving Chris Cuomo, for one thing, referenced COVID. If you recall, he actually was apparently calling his brother, the governor of New York, as to, hey, I may have COVID. Who do I need? I need to get in to see somebody. I need to get something. And in fact, it was reported March 30 by Breitbart that seven individuals with direct knowledge think that Andrew Cuomo, the governor, gave preferential coronavirus testing to his immediate family, including our brother Chris Cuomo. So there's that line that's been crossed. And yet Chris Cuomo has indicated, I know the line, I know the line, I won't cross it, I know the line. So he didn't cross the line last night at all. He wasn't even going to touch his brother, didn't even cover anything about it. But we have been told previously, and it's been documented, let's say, by the Washington Post, that Chris Cuomo, quote, was on a series of conference calls that included the Democrat governor's top aide, his communication teams, his lawyers, a number of outside advisors to help his brother, quote, take a defiant position and not to resign from the governor's office by apparently using the phrase cancel culture. And this was the preceding allegations of sexual misconduct when some of the first stories began to break. He was already counseling his brother on how you need to handle the media. A professor at Columbia School of Journalism, New York staffer Nicholas Lehman, said that breach of ethics is not okay. I don't think you have to be a journalist to understand that's not okay. Lehman went on to say, if you are actively advising a politician in trouble while being on air host on a news network, that's not okay. Of course, you do remember that Hillary Clinton was being given questions by one of the analysts they had on CNN at the time, in advance of the debates. They were kind of, she was setting her up, letting her know some some of the questions, and then she, the woman swore, said, "I'm a religious person. I'm a Christian. How dare you accuse me of doing that?" And later had acknowledged she had done exactly that. Daily Caller reporter Chuck Ross, you know, they're looking at how Chris Cuomo's been doing it. Because Chris Cuomo, the last time when all of it came out, said, "I can't do it." But, of course, CNN has to cover it. They've covered it extensively. We'll continue. I've always cared very deeply about these issues, profoundly. I just want to tell you that. Daily Caller reporter Chuck Ross said, "It's a cop-out. It's a cop-out." Yeah, we all know that. And now, of course, you got this latest news coming out. But the exchange that took place last night between Chris Cuomo as he wrapped his program and led into Don Lemon fruitcake for his program, it kind of became, awkward. Very awkward. You haven't heard? Oh, I want you to hear that. That'll be coming up in the next hour. And more on the pressure for Cuomo to resign, and Congresswoman Omar being told by a Somali Dutch scholar, "If you don't like America, why don't you leave it?" And an Olympian who loves our flag. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.